This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It sure seems that these horrific shootings are taking place more and more frequently. While each case is slightly different, we still constantly look for clues to explain what happened and convince ourselves that the act is just a random event, not really a trend. In fact, in the U.S., each year, 30,000 people die from guns. That's about 90 every single day. First, we were told that the problem was rural communities. Then, after Sandy Hook, it was lax school safety. Then it was rampant mental illness. And following Santa Barbara, it was faulty police work. The common factor is none of these. However, there is one common denominator in these mass shootings: freely available guns. And there is only one way to keep this sort of mass violence from happening again and again. It is to restrict access to powerful guns. There are known risk factors that should keep people from buying guns. One risk is serious mental illness. But what is serious? For example, should depressed people or anxious people not be allowed to buy guns? Another risk factor involves those with heavy drug use, including alcohol. Certainly those with DUIs or arrests for alcohol-related crimes. But currently, there are no laws restricting them from buying guns. A third risk factor is a conviction of a violent crime. Now, in most states, only those convicted of a felony are prohibited from purchasing a firearm. Dr. Garen Wintemute, a professor of medicine at UC Davis, is an expert on gun violence. In a study he just completed, he found that while restricting guns from convicted felons is certainly effective, there are many others who, through plea bargains, end up only being convicted of a violent misdemeanor, and therefore face no restrictions on their ability to buy guns.
People who buy guns and have violent misdemeanor convictions are at very high risk, much higher than the general population, of committing violent crimes later.
Dr. Wintemute explains that there are steps that can be taken now to prevent these criminals from obtaining guns.
We need to take a further look at what might be called the deferred cost of plea bargaining. Here are people who could have become prohibited persons, not able to buy guns. A third of these people were arrested within 3 years. A quarter of them were arrested for violent crimes within 3 years, and some of those crimes could have been prevented.
Clearly, the answer to gun violence is prevention. It also seems we need some legislators who've got the guts to enact some tough new laws to protect the public health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.